Weren't you the one that was like really mad at her for making noise about cleaning herself? He's like,
yeah, licking her puss. Although she's sleeping right now, so.
Are you, you're not a TikToker.
You know, no, but I will say this. I do watch a lot of YouTube shorts.
Okay.
Which I know is just a clone of TikTok. I know it's a clone of TikTok, basically. I have been watching a lot of those, a lot of the comedians who post little clips up. There's this guy, I don't know if you've seen him, but he always cooks old baking. He bakes.
Oh, he shouts. Recipes. I hate him.
Yeah, and he's like, him. Eggies.
Yes. No, I hate him.
I like him. I think he's funny.
I would be fine with him if he didn't shout. It's just like, why are you shouting at me?
So I watch some of that, but I don't. Like, I rarely open
buy a fucking lapel mic and stop yelling at me.
Well, it's part of his shtick. I don't think he would be as popular if he didn't have some shtick that he was doing. He was like, okay, now I'm going to take the butter and put it in the pan. I mean, you know.
So, anyway, on TikTok, because I had to reset up my TikTok, and I decided I made that, you know, I'm trying to migrate away from my old email address, which is danieljbrewer@gmail.com. I'm trying to migrate away from that for my newer one. And so I decided when I reset up TikTok on my new phone, I decided that I would sign in with my new. So I'm having to retrain TikTok is what I'm trying to tell you. So I saw a Neil deGrasse Tyson clip today on my TikTok.
Okay.
He's the guy
who basically convinced everyone that Pluto was not a planet.
Yeah, fucker. But he had Carl Sagan's old job, but Neil deGrasse Tyson, I was watching this TikTok of him, and he mentioned something that I never knew before. And the conversation was from a podcast or some, you know, it was a clip from some interview, and they were talking about things that, you know, we don't have words to describe them. Like we say, oh, the sun sets, like which implies that the sun is moving, right? Instead of, oh, the sun went over our horizon because we rotated out of its view, right? When we describe things, we are describing them from a very self-centered viewpoint, right? We're saying that, the sun set, which is not what actually happened, but that's how we call it. And he was saying that the most unique one that most people don't realize are when you say that the tides come in and come out, that's really just from our perspective. Like from our perspective, the tides come in and out. In reality, what is happening is that the gravitational pull of the sun and of the moon produce bulges in the water that surrounds our planet, right? So when the gravity from the sun and the moon make bulges around the Earth, and as the Earth like rotates, it just goes into and out of those bulges. So the tides aren't actually coming in and out. We're just coming into and out of those bulges of waters from
gravity. It doesn't quite roll off the tongue, though, does it?
The tide is
bulging towards us right now, this afternoon.
But think about that. Like, how bizarre is that? That you, not only is the tide not coming in and out, but that's not necessarily even the same water that would, because it's, you're just rotating into this pre-existing bulge. Like, the tides are already there. We're just rotating into them and out of them. That's like, that is such a bizarre.
We are rotating into and out of the, I think the water is actually moving.
No.
When you say we are moving towards them, do you mean the Earth itself?
Yes, the Earth land? Is moving. Yes, the Earth is rotating into and out of these bulges of water. The bulge moves with it, but it's like the bulge is a constant thing. Like the bulge is being pulled by the gravitation of the sun on one side and the moon on the other. It's pulling those tides. And when you have a super high tide, that's when the moon and the sun are on the same time. So the bulge is all on one side.
He's smarter than me and everything, but I know the water, and for some things, the water is actually moving. Like tidal waves,
Yeah, but those are tidal waves. Those are waves.
The water is moving. Yes. When you those go swimming, yes. the water is moving.
Yes,
you're
those
not touching
are waves.
The ground.
But we're talking about on a planetary scale, not on a local scale. Yeah, currents are currents. Sometimes a current is just a current. I think Sigmund Freud said that. he didn't, but I thought that was funny. Let's talk about the finale of She-Hulk, because you brought it up.
So bad. It was not good. The story was like a third of the thing. And then, I mean, it was short. It wasn't a very long episode, and there wasn't hardly any story in it. And then they have that weird, like, oh, I'm going to really break the fourth wall, and I'm going to I'm going to change this story and go in
you do realize that the She-Hulk comic was all like that. Like the She-Hulk comic, it would be in one frame at the top of the page. She'd be like, "Wait, I'm not supposed to be here. I know a shortcut." And she would break across the frames on the on the
No, I didn't know that. I thought they were just copying that show Call Me Cat.
No.
Mayim Bialik talks to the camera.
No. The She-Hulk comic book is very, that is what it is. It is very break the fourth wall. It's very, she's very self-aware that she's in a comic. It's like Daredevil, it's like Deadpool was. He's very self-aware that he is in a comic book.
I don't mean to break your train of thought, but I just have to say, I'm reading the chat room and I see Cyclone's answers from the quiz, and to see LA, it's rude, San Diego, 4 miles, Rodeo, 17th, syphilis. What? what's going on here? Anyway, so yes, it was, you're saying in the comics,
No, that was the
I did not know that.
But did you get, all right, so on this, I also
know they're referring to Kevin Feige or whatever his name
Kevin
is.
Feige. I was
or
not
whatever.
All right. So I was not a huge fan of the finale. I loved it if it was longer, because I really deeply appreciated all of the Easter eggs that were in it. Like, did you get the intro?
I don't remember what the intro was, so...
The intro was, you know, Jennifer Walters, an attorney at law.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's the original opening of my favorite Incredible Hulk.
Right, with Bill Bixby.
Whatever his name is.
Bill Bixby and Lou Ferrigno, yes.
Because Lou Ferrigno was so hot as the Hulk, I thought.
And
that
they
was my
did,
first gay...
Right, and know. They did it wasn't a shot for shot, but they did a very faithful recreation of that, where it was clear that when she was the Hulk, she was a completely different actress. Like, you know, it was someone that was in green makeup and was a different actress than the
you know
one
what was interesting playing. Though mm. They didn't use the actual Bruce Banner or Bill Bixby.
No, that was Mark
they
Ruffalo.
They used Mark Ruffalo. Why didn't they use Bill Bixby? Like, Mark Ruffalo wasn't in that show originally.
I know, but Bill Bixby is like 105. He's probably dead.
No, They took elements from the actual opening of
because it was
Incredible
a cute
Hulk.
Nod, and it was cute. It was funny to put. It's like, you wouldn't like
the
me.
Skull where he's getting irradiated.
Don't get me,
and
don't get me
that,
angry. Don't get me angry. You wouldn't like
you wouldn't
me
like me when I'm angry.
Yeah. Anyway, so you liked that part?
Yeah, I did, because that's nostalgia. I used to watch Incredible Hulk.
The one thing that I will fault. So here's my overall view. I liked the finale, but I would have liked it a whole lot more if it had been longer. I feel like after she went and talked to Kevin and then went back into the episode with the new changes didn't really have any... I would have liked to have seen the changes happen. I would have liked another half hour of seeing the changes happen, as opposed
to... Yeah, that was the other thing. Yeah. They end that scene and then boom, everything's done.
Right, exactly.
And
so
then
I didn't
the show
like
ends.
I didn't like that. But what I did appreciate was the commitment to, you know, the character of, you know, She-Hulk, of breaking the fourth wall and doing stuff.
You are recording right now, right?
Yeah. And I feel like there was a question I was going to ask you, and now I've completely forgotten it because we sidetracked, but we were talking about the finale of She-Hulk. And, oh, I know what it was. The one thing I will fault them for that Zach pointed out to me is that by doing the ending the way they did, Titania became completely useless. Like, why even have Titania as a character this season at all, because she served no purpose. She wasn't the bad guy. She wasn't any. It was she was just this distraction along the season, played by, you know, Jameela Jamil, and it was just kind of like, why even include her? Because by the end,
were you saying that she should have been the founder of that group?
Yeah, or then, something. It's like, okay, why include her? This, like, what did she bring to the table if they knew they were going to end the episode this way or end the series this way? But I also like Jameela Jamil, right? But it's like, yeah, Titania was
was she in The Good Place?
Yeah, she was Tahani.
That's who she was. I just now, I was like, I know her from somewhere, but I thought she was the woman from that FBI show, Chopra, whatever her name is.
No, that was Oprah Winfrey.
That married, what's his name?
Oh, by the way, did you know that our ship's godmother is Oprah Winfrey?
No, I didn't know ships have godmothers.
Yes. So when they christen the ships or whatever, I guess the Holland America has a godmother for every ship. And the person that christened our ship was Oprah Winfrey.
Oh. So. Well, there you go. We all get bread? Or you get a car.
Everybody gets a suite. What we should do, though, Adam, is we should talk about our cruise.
No, because I haven't done anything, and you're just going to say, have you done anything? And
no, I'm saying we should decide right now, like, what hotel do we want to stay at?
Oh, is that why you were asking? Mark was like...
Yeah, I haven't made my hotel reservation either.
He expects us to know the hotel already?
No, we haven't made ours yet, and I was like, it's only 2 weeks away, so I was like, okay, well, no, three... Four. It's
four.
4 weeks away. But I'm just saying, yeah, we should probably go ahead and make a hotel reservation. But I'm like, oh, wait, I wonder where Mark and Adam are staying. And I have no idea where you guys are staying.
Well, what we're doing is...
You're flying in 2 days before.
No, just one day. We're flying in Friday morning, and we're going to go straight to the hotel, whatever hotel we pick. The thing is, though, we did not take that day off work. So we were planning to rush to the hotel and take out our laptops and work.
Yeah, that's fine.
That afternoon. We were planning on booking a hotel there in Miami. We're not landing in Fort Lauderdale. We're not landing in Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, you're landing in Miami.
We're landing in Miami. So we were planning on getting a hotel there in Miami and then working of the day.
Let me ease your mind here a little bit. Fort Lauderdale and Miami are 0 feet apart. It's like they're right next to each other. So it's like,
I think it's like 30 minutes.
30 minutes to go from South Miami to North Fort Lauderdale. But it's like in the mid parts, near the airports and stuff. Near the airports and the cruise terminals.
Well, anyway,
it's going
to
be about
that's what we were thinking. But I...
All right. So what I need to see is I need to remember where we're parking. So we've already paid for a parking service. So we wouldn't come down until Friday afternoon. Like, we would just take Friday off of work and just drive down. So we wouldn't get there until Friday afternoon. So let me see. Thanksgiving cruise. So I'm staying at the Park and Go. That's where we're parking the truck, is at the Park and Go. And then they have a shuttle that takes us to the cruise. Let's see. So that is on Eller Drive in Fort Lauderdale. So I would like to find something close-ish to there. But I don't mind if it's wherever you guys are, if it's closer to Miami, to the airport, whatever, I don't mind. Because I have a truck. So I can put all of our luggage in the back. Like, I have an entire bed that I can put all the luggage in. And it's a 4-seat truck. It's like, there's a back seat with you guys who both sit comfortably. So then you guys can just go with us to the park and ride the next morning. And
okay.
Just take the shuttle from there.
Well, I feel like a hotel choice is something I need to run by Mr. Villalva.
You mean Joseph?
Yeah. So I don't know if I can pick something tonight.
Yeah, I like how Kathy Bathkin just said that Derek and I were talking about this last week in Florida, the tides. Yeah, yeah. Last week in Florida when you were like here in Tampa and didn't say hi, or, you know, hey, Daniel, you want to get lunch? Or, hey, you know, that back in that,
well,
that time?
Well, you know, I feel comforted by the fact that she was that way, because no more can I be made fun of, because we did hang out with them. We hung out with them, even if it was a short period of time. We actually made the effort and hung out with them. Mm-hmm. She did not even make the effort and see you for a minute.
I know.
So so no more can I be made fun of.
I like suddenly you've become like this proper English professor. No more shall I be made fun of.
Exactly.
I will be made fun of no more. No more shall I, my name, be drugged through the mud.
Indubitably, sir.
For I forthwith am cleared of all wrongdoing in the... have you ever seen this show called Avenue 5?
I don't think so.
So the premise of this show is that there is a...
Welcome to another...
another tutorial of what?
No, go ahead.
Welcome to this tutorial.
Of?
No, this is just the AI voices. I was going to try to have it say, excuse me, sir.
All right, so there is
like
this...
Like many other philosophers...
Do you want to play with your podcasting? I got to tinkle.
No, go ahead.
I got to tinkle anyways. I'll go tinkle. You can play with your podcasting. I'll be right back.
Who've greatly extended our knowledge of nature, Galileo had a remarkable aptitude for the invention of instruments designed for philosophical research. To facilitate his practical work, he
merging
had engaged
neuroscience, psychology, and mindfulness with practical takeaways for being more focused in.
I'll say, how dare you, sir? You have besmirched my honor. I have no idea if that. We'll just do that. Short and sweet. Let's see what I'm hungry. I didn't eat dinner because, well, I'm all screwed up because of getting up so early this morning. So I had to, gosh, this morning. So we left at 4:30. I took Mark to the airport. I hung out with him until around 5:15 or something like that while he was going through, you know, checking in and all that. Then I got home around 5:30 or 6. No, it must have been 5:45. Then I slept until 7:30. And then I had to take Sydney to the groomer, which is like 20 minutes away. So then I took Sydney to the groomer, came back, worked. Then I picked her up later from the groomer when she was done. And I picked up breakfast on the way home from the groomer. And then at lunch, I wasn't hungry, so I didn't eat lunch. But then around 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock, I decided to get a McDouble and a small fry from McDonald's. So I did that. But that was too early to be dinner, and I hadn't had lunch. So that was technically
my lunch.
Now,
did you count the calories on those?
No, I'm not starting until either Sunday or Monday.
So
he was still here today.
So Avenue 5 is on HBO Max. And the premise is it's this luxury space liner called Avenue 5, which is out in space. You know, it's like a cruise line. And they're doing a 8-week tour around Jupiter and then going back to Earth and blah, blah, blah. And something happens on the first episode where the ship gets knocked off course and person that's controlling the ship dies. Anyway, the whole point is the cast that's on this show is pretty amazing. It's Hugh Laurie as the captain of the ship, who is, we later find out, is just basically a hired actor to pretend like he's a captain because most everything is automated. Zach Woods, I don't know if you know Zach Woods, but he was from Silicon Valley. He's like, he was the assistant in Silicon Valley.
I've seen Silicon Valley, but I wouldn't know any of those actors' names.
Zach Woods was also famously one of the NSA guys on The Good Wife that played the Screaming Goat video. Anyway, okay. Josh Gad.
I don't remember that episode.
Josh Gad. Do you remember? You know who Josh
Gad is? I know who he is.
He's
yeah,
the
yeah,
voice
yeah.
of Olaf. He's like the rich Donald yep. Trump person that owns the ship and stuff. It's just a really good show. Season one is fully up on HBO Max, and they're now just started season two, and it's new episodes every Monday night. But a very bizarrely interesting show. I think you should watch it. I think you would enjoy it.
Oh, okay.
But before the finale, did you enjoy She-Hulk?
Yeah. Yeah. I enjoyed it before. I mean, I don't think it's the strongest one. I think my favorite one is still, I think WandaVision is actually my favorite.
Okay.
But, and I also like Moon Knight. After that, I'm not sure. I think I would go She-Hulk and then Loki. Because Loki, the only reason I like the story of Loki, but I was so distracted because that entire season, I could tell they were on a green screen the whole time. It looked like whoever did the editing, and they weren't even on a green screen. They used that new LED wall, but I mean, I could tell there was no realness at all to those sets. It was just, they were on it, and it just took me out of it.
I did not have such a reaction to Loki. I liked Loki a lot. No, I liked all of the Marvel shows so
far. Let's see what this sounds like.
How dare you, sir? You have besmirched my honor!
That's the AI voice.
Did you choose Prissy Queen as the...
I just chose a voice.
Oh, good heavens.
Well, he put such emotion into it. I didn't think he would do. I mean, that's all the AI just deciding based on what I typed.
Oh, good heavens.
I want to have him say something like, heavenly days. That's what my grandma used to say.
Are you looking forward to our cruise?
I am, yeah. I just have to make sure we're eating at the same time and we're on the same. I don't know if that's now a lost cause, but I've got to send me the name of the travel agent. Email me the name.
I'll do it again.
You didn't do it to me. You did it to Mark.
No, it was in Discord. Look in your direct message in Discord. You asked me who to connect.
I didn't look in Discord. No, email
it. That's where we had the conversation. You were just like, okay, who am I supposed to... talk to, and I said,
I'll just be like, hey, look, I know you get a commission. Can you just, you can link me to you or whatever, and then just give me the same dinner time as Daniel and Zach and the same.
All right, but we don't have it. So we just have my time dining, which is what you have.
Yeah, just make sure it's set up correct.
No, hold on. You have
restaurant.
No. But you
I
have.
I don't even know. I have.
For the main dining room, you have one time dining. Yes. And my time
I don't
dining.
Even know.
You can go to the Holland America website and log in and see. So my time dining just means that you just show up at the maitre d's table and you're just like, yeah, I'd like a table.
I don't know how long you've known me, but I'm a procrastinator.
No. What I'm saying is like, as long as you have my time and we have my time, then we just all go to, we decide when we want to eat and we all go to the restaurant at the same time and go like, yeah, we'd like a table for four.
Is their website as crappy as Royal Caribbean?
Pretty much. That's all
I need to know.
Pretty much.
It's loading.
I have to get to my upcoming cruise. Let me get to my...
Oh, here we go. There's a seahorse on this page.
Oh, welcome, Daniel. Complimentary dining. Oh, that's my complimentary.
Where's the dining?
That's my complimentary thing.
We have a $100 shore excursion. Uh-huh. Dining, we have one credit available.
Yeah, that's for specialty dining. Yep.
How do we see if we're on my time or
I don't know. I'm looking.
Cause I don't see it. I also don't see how I can select. Maybe they don't have that. Maybe you're just assuming they have it and they don't. You just go to dinner or something.
Like I have a reservation at Pinnacle. So all you have to do...
But other than reservations, I'm saying. You right. Can,
so you make a reservation for Pinnacle for the same night that we are, which is the Tuesday. What did I told you? I'm looking here. When did I tell you that it was?
Pinnacle Grill.
Yep, Pinnacle Grill. You even typed it in the chat. You typed it into our Discord chat.
Specialty dining.
Yep. Wednesday night, Pinnacle Grill, 7 p.m.
Oh, what date is that?
Wednesday. We leave on...
What date? There are no days. No, there are no days.
Hold on. I'm looking. Wednesday, we leave on the 19th. We get back on the 26th. Wednesday is the 23rd.
At what time?
7 p.m.
7 p.m. is not an option.
What is the closest option?
6:30 or 7:30?
Do 6:30 and we'll just all go show up at the same time.
Okay, so here's something that you may be able to do.
What?
You can make a reservation for more than the number of people that are in your party. So could you just not go into your reservation and make it for four?
I'm looking. Let's see. Dining.
Because I'm looking at it right now, and it says quantity, and I can select.
Yeah, but I don't know that I can edit, so that's what I'm trying to get to.
From one to six.
I can
make it for four.
Yeah, just make yours for four, and then we'll just show up for that. Oh, here's a tweet from Bacon. I spent $300 to run in the same 10K as you, plus my plane ticket will probably be $800 to get to Florida. Oh my God, Kathy.
Oh no, I can't do that.
You were just here. Why? Why can't you do that?
Also, they only have 5:30 or 8.
We'll figure it out.
So we might not be able to eat together.
We will be able to eat together.
We might cry, but no.
We will be able to eat together.
I can't do four because it would charge me. I can't use your...
So what? So it charges you.
I can't use your complimentary. No, because you get a complimentary one.
I know. It'll charge you and then we'll sort it out on the ship and they'll reimburse you. And if they don't, I'll pay you the $90. Whatever.
Well, all they have is a 5:30. I don't eat at 5:30. They have an 8.
If you want to eat at 8, I'm fine eating at 8. I mean, I just didn't want it to interfere with a show that may be on that night.
Well, there's no 5. Oh, I see. There's a 5:30. That's so early, though.
Well, we don't have to do 5:30. That's fine. 8 o'clock is fine, Adam.
They probably have a second showing of the Harpsichordist. We'll probably be fine.
8 o'clock is fine. I'm fine with it. The thing is, Kathy Bacon, not that I, you know, I'm glad that you're spending a lot of money to come down and run the 10K. I hope that you're just doing that for yourself. But I'm just saying, you were here in Tampa. You were right next to me.
In Tampa.
Could have said hi. Unlike Adam, I would have bought you lunch.
It froze. I can't close it.
We'll figure it out.
Oh, I can close it. Is it in the cart? No, it's not in the cart.
Oh, these bastards.
Bastards.
Stupid website.
23rd at 8 o'clock.
It's fine. We will make this work.
Add to cart. Come on. Supposed to be there now, but
the first day of a cruise, there's a concierge desk or a we'll be fine. We'll make it work.
By the way, and don't take this to mean that I'm rushing you us because I'm not.
But
I want to prepare you that I did order food that is supposed to arrive between 12:08 and 12:18, which is still like 45 minutes from now.
That's fine.
But when the food arrives, that's when I'm going to say my goodnights.
No, that's fine, because I've got to run tomorrow. So.
But I mean, we're still good for at least another half hour. I just put in the order.
I don't think anybody's left in the chat room other than Cyclone.
Well, I'm just saying I'm not going anywhere, and I'm not going to sleep because I have food coming. So,
do they require current monkeypox vaccine for the cruises? No, they don't. Actually, monkeypox cases have been going down.
What about monkeypox?
Whataburger. You know, I think that you're going to like Dive In because I feel like those hamburgers look a lot like Whataburger burgers. Huh.
I was reading an article today where some food writer for some magazine or newspaper was rating all the burgers around the U.S., the fast food burgers. And so, like, their opinion matters at all.
Yeah.
But they did put Whataburger close to the top. So, they did put In-N-Out one above Whataburger, but there were other ones that were above In-N-Out.
I'm not,
and it doesn't matter to me.
What do you think? This is a new feature on my phone that just popped up. And I don't know how I feel about this.
By the way, remind me the name of that show when you're done with this.
Avenue 5. To show your cough and snore info, digital well-being needs to access this device's micro. So I got this message from Google, you know, in my notifications. It's like, hey, we can track the number of times you cough and snore overnight if you let us. Like, is that something I really want to do?
Well, I wouldn't, because I don't want to know. I don't want my phone to be like, oh my God, you're dying.
How would I know that? How would it know that it was me snoring and not Zach? The microphone can detect coughing and snoring during your scheduled bedtime.
I'll tell you.
The audio isn't recorded or shared with anyone, including Google.
I'm neurotic. I don't even want a heart monitor because I don't want to worry about anything. My heart rate will elevate if I'm wearing one because I'll be worried about wearing one. That this is what will happen. But every time I go to the doctor, I get that white coat syndrome where my heart rate goes up and all that kind of stuff. But anyway, I forgot what I was going to say. So I was going to say, I don't understand those sleep things where it tells you how you slept.
Yeah.
I know how I slept. I either slept and I went to sleep and then I woke up the next morning and I don't remember the time in between. Or I tossed and turned or got up multiple times, in which case I did not sleep well. Like, I don't need to know what my circadian rhythm was and what time I went to REM and all that kind of stuff.
You can turn that off, right?
I don't need to know all that. I don't understand. And also, when people, I know this happened. This is very common. You get up in the morning and someone says, oh, how'd you sleep?
Yeah.
I don't know. I was asleep.
Well, then, but the thing that tracks you, you're just like, well, I don't want to know.
Let me look at my Apple Watch. Oh, it says I had a pretty good sleep last night from 3 to 5 a.m. I was in deep REM. And,
I got to get to this. I got to get this before I forget. I just posted in the chat a picture at Total Wine last night.
Of a wine store.
We were at wine store. But this is to show you the new feature on my Pixel 7 Pro, which is they have a 30x zoom. So I took this picture. Now, if you look in the almost dead center of the picture, you'll see like a thing hanging down, like a poster hanging down on the very back wall. You know, kind of like
I see a few things that could be posters. So,
but okay. It's right in the center, like a white rectangle kind of in the middle of the photo. So I then, after I took this photo, I then did a 30x zoom, and this is what that white little pixel thing is right there in the middle. And I didn't move. I did not move. That is just...
That's good.
It's a 30x zoom from me just standing in the store and doing that. So it has a 5x optical and a 30x digital zoom. But I just thought that was kind of like, that's kind of cool. It's like from this one picture up here, that tiny, tiny little thing in the very back, if I... zoom on it, you know, there it is. And when I, you know, that original picture, the one that is not zoomed, if I zoom all the way in Google Photos on the full resolution picture, I can't read what's on the poster. So it's not until I do the digital zoom that I can even read what's on it.
That's pretty helpful. Isn't there some other fancy photo camera features built in?
There are. There's an unblur. There's an unblur feature. So if you have like a blurry photo that you've ever taken, it will use.
Won't it add motion to photo pictures that don't have motion, where it does some? I don't know. I think I was hearing about it on This Week in Google or something.
I don't know about that one. But it has Face Unlock, which is new to it, but Apple's had that, but it has the fingerprint. The one thing that's throwing me off is that my Pixel 5 and the Pixel 3 before it had the fingerprint sensor on the back. So I'm used to tapping the back of the phone to unlock it. And now this one's on the front, and that annoys me. Yes, thank
you. Have you thought about trying?
TV. I did think that was impressive also.
Have you thought about trying downloading and installing Stable Diffusion on your own computer?
I have. Especially
instead of paying for, you know, whatever, Midjourney whatever.
I only paid for 1 month. Actually, if you go to the new thing, I don't know if you knew this or not, but Microsoft had the Ignite conference this week, and they have a new feature coming, which I'll be able to just subscribe to through work or make them pay for it. They have a new thing where you can generate album, you know, art for articles and stuff that you post on SharePoint and stuff. So it's like that uses WALL-E 2. So it's like you type it in, it sends it off to WALL-E 2, it brings back the image and then puts the text you want on it and then lets you modify that so that you can do like a graphic on a PowerPoint presentation or something like that. And or on SharePoint. So it's they have a new website set up for it. It's create.microsoft.com, where they're showing you this stuff that they have coming up, and it's in private preview right now. But I was looking for that. I paid for Midjourney for 2 months. So I paid for it 1 month, and then I forgot to unsubscribe, and I paid for the second month. But I am no longer subscribed. So at the end of this subscription period for this month, I will no longer be a subscriber of Midjourney.
Okay. Well, you can get the open source, you can get the code to Stable Diffusion and then install it.
I do. Also, if you watch Corridor Crew on YouTube.
I do.
They did a thing on the Stable Diffusion where Stable Diffusion also lets you train it on photos of people that you know. So I could train it on a bunch of photos of Adam Burns, and then I could use in my prompts Adam Burns wearing a tutu.
Adam Burns, 30 pounds lighter.
Adam Burns
with abs.
With the cast from the Thunder Down Under, right? It's like, I could type all that. And so one of the Corridor Crew episodes, they did a thing where they scanned all of the main characters' faces and trained the thing.
I'll be right back.
Oh, he's going to go get his food now.
It's not here. It's not here. Oh, but I need to put a table outside the door.
Oh, are we still doing contactless delivery in Arkansas? Anyway, we're not going to get a hotel. It's like Adam is waiting so long for this fucking hotel thing. It's going to be like, we're staying at the Days Inn. I'm not going to drive 5 fucking hours down to Fort Lauderdale to stay at the Days Inn. Intermission. What are the movies tonight during the season of doom and gloom in the anti-Scott household? Jesus, what's that? There's some noise happening over here. I'm not even in the house alone, and I'm hearing like noises happen for them. Adam has returned. He has returned. He's coming back to. He's fiddling with his headsets right now. He's putting them back on. Why do you live next to Baron Frosty? Do you still have contactless delivery where you have to set up a table for them to put it on?
I don't have to, but I don't want to talk to people.
Oh, that's right. You don't like talking to.
Since they introduced contactless delivery, I do it. I just none of those restaurants took that feature away. They left it.
I see. Did you know, did you watch The Amazing Race?
We did not watch it this week, and now I can't watch it until he gets back.
Oh. Survivor also?
Yeah, Survivor also.
Oh, wow.
We didn't have time because we were in Hot Springs and then he was preparing.
Well, I got to ask you this question about Amazing Race, and this doesn't have to do with tonight's episode. So there's one couple that was on Big Brother. Do you know them?
Yeah, Claire and Derek.
Do you know them from Big Brother?
I do, yeah. I thought Derek was gay when...
So who are you rooting for on The Amazing Race? I know it's only been like you've only seen three episodes, but like who are you rooting for?
Well, I'm kind of rooting for Claire and Derek because I already know them. Okay. Although Claire is annoying that she keeps not being able to do anything.
Yeah, she's pretty useless.
But they're the only ones I know, and so I'm rooting for them. There are those sisters that it's so annoying because every time we talk to them, they have to remind us that it's the first time they've seen each other and they're learning how to be sisters and they're learning all about each other.
They're my favorite team.
Every single time it goes to them, I don't know if you know this, but we're sisters and we just met and we're getting to know. It's like, yes, you told us that three episodes ago. Thank you.
Oh my God. I'm rooting for them. They're like my number one team. I'm rooting for them.
They seem nice. I'm just saying we don't have to be reminded every single time the camera goes to you.
You know who I can't stand that rainbow haired bitch. The new age.
Oh, it's like, honey, I am doing deep breathing exercises for you over here right now. I'm sending the aura of calmness your way. I want you to take in that energy. I want you to take it in.
I'm opening my third eye and I'm exposing myself to the
my chakras are aligned.
God, I hate those people.
she's a piece of work.
So you're watching that. You watched She-Hulk and
we're also watching, but I'm not gonna see the finale of House of Dragon or Lord of the Rings until he gets back as well. And yeah, I think
Lord of the Rings finale is out right now, and then the because this comes out on Fridays, and then the House of the Dragon doesn't come on until Sunday evening after 9 o'clock. Avenue 5. It's on HBO.
That reminds me of Avenue Q, which is interesting because I think I saw that with you.
You did, in New York.
Remind me, it's a comedy sci-fi?
Yeah. Avenue 5 is on HBO Max. I didn't know about it.
I don't know if I'm all down with a comedy sci-fi.
You know what? Just watch the first episode. Like, that's what I did. I'm like, I'd never heard of this before. I'll watch the first episode. And I didn't even know that it was Josh Gad. It was like, I recognize his voice because he like bleaches his hair blonde and stuff. So I didn't even realize it was Josh Gad until like two episodes in. I'm like, that's Olaf. Oh my God, is that Josh Gad?
My mom is so annoying in her text messages. She messaged Mark this morning. Mark, we are praying for the best of times and great memories with your family. Be safe. I know Adam and Sydney will miss you so much. We will miss you just knowing how far away you are. Love you. Love you. See you soon. Say hello to your mom and dad.
Wow. So why is that bad?
Well, just the fact we're praying for you is the main thing. I just feel like that's annoying. Do everything have to be that you're praying
no,
for him?
No, but he's religious. They're religious. That's...
I mean, I'm a Christian too, but just my mom's blatant... Everything has to be Jesus out of her mouth is just a little annoying.
I didn't hear any Jesus in that. I feel like praying is pretty benign.
No.
Thoughts and prayers.
Yeah, I don't know. My mom just annoys me now.
So what did you order?
I love her, but she annoys me. It's a burger that has an egg and hash browns and bacon on top of it.
Is this from Denny's?
Yeah.
So you got the Denny's.
There aren't many late night options. I could get Waffle House, but the thing about Waffle House is I always get the bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich, and it's just on regular white bread, and I feel like by the time it gets here, it would be just a soggy mess.
Yeah.
So I don't really, you know, even the burger, you know.
So you haven't done my Whataburger ketchup test yet. Have you left the ketchup out and let it get room temperature? And then
no, I was going to get Whataburger tonight, but I don't feel like driving to Whataburger. And
no, I'm saying if you just set your Whataburger ketchup that you own, if you set it out of the refrigerator on the counter.
Oh, we have some Whataburger ketchup that's not in the fridge because we haven't opened it yet.
Then you should try that on your burger.
I was just going to try that.
Try it on your burger
they'll
tonight.
Already be...
Scrape that shit off. Scrape that shit off and put the Whataburger.
I'll go to Whataburger probably tomorrow because I need to fit in all my
Oh, while he's gone,
vices.
I'm going to count my calories.
Because I'm going to start counting my calories on either Sunday or Monday.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. I have to go to the grocery store first because I need to buy, I'm just going to do microwave dinners.
Yeah.
And air pop popcorn, I think, for a snack.
I am.
Not the microwave popcorn because apparently that can give you cancer.
No, it can't. The, anything can give you cancer. You know, I have been cheating the system since I bought my RV because I've been parking it at my nephew's house.
Yes.
So my nephew bought this land and then built his house on it and, you know, got a mortgage to build the house or whatever. But because the prices have been, you know, property things have been so insane lately, he just recently put his house up for sale for like twice what he paid. So he paid like $200,000 to have this house built, and now he listed it on the market for like, you know, $400,000.
It's not that good here, but we bought ours for $400,000, mm-hmm. and we're being told by various real estate apps right now that it's worth like $570,000.
Yeah, but so he put his up for $400,000, and he's just like, you know, whatever, because if someone buys it, then not only do I pay off my mortgage, but I could just go buy another $200,000 house. Like I could just do this again and have.
Well, the only thing is interest rates are now really
doesn't
high.
Matter. The point is he would have $200,000 profit that he could just, right. He wouldn't have to have a mortgage. He could just pay the $200,000. He doesn't have to have a mortgage. So anyway, so he put it up just to see if it would sell. It sold. And now we have to move our RV to someplace else. And I've been trying to, take a guess how much a place wants to charge you a month to park your RV there? Just to, you know, not do any maintenance or anything. Just like just
$100 a month.
Higher.
$250 a month.
A little bit lower. It's about $200 a month to park your RV at one of the storage places. But
we have so many people with RVs where I live that people build RV garages.
Oh, yeah, no, I would love to do that. If I bought land, I would do that. But here's where the gay campgrounds really come in. The gay campground that we go to down in South Florida, their price for storing it there is $300 for 6 months.
Oh, but then you always have to go to that same campground.
No.
You're locking yourself in.
No, you're not. You call them.
I know you can leave, but you're not gonna. You're
no,
gonna
no, no.
just.
I would. You're saying if we were gonna go to another campground, we could just call them and go like, yeah, we want to pick up the trailer on Friday. And then we would just go down and pick it up and go to the other campground. It's like, in other words, it's a separate service. But if we do, and that is the campground that we go to the most often, on the weekends that we do go there, we don't have to tow a trailer down there, whatever. They'll put it into our spot for us. And then we go and, you know, and then at the end of the weekend, they take it and put it back in the storage for us. So, it's $330 for 6 months or $600 for the year. And I feel like, yeah, I'm probably going to do that. Because there's no way I'm going to pay.
That's kind of far. South Florida. How far away from you is that?
That campground is about, if I'm towing a trailer, it's about 2 hours away. If I'm just driving without towing a trailer, it's about an hour and a half away.
Okay, that's not too horrible. I was thinking, I just wouldn't want to leave my expensive RV hours away from where I live.
But it's in a campground that is populated 365 days. There's like people, right. There's security and there's people watching it and there's, you know, it's like, so.
Is there any covering over it at your nephew's?
No. But, well, other than the fact that his backyard is very shaded. So it's like, you know, there's oak trees and stuff.
So that's the other thing. Just having it out in the elements, like uncovered.
Oh, no, I'll get a cover for it. And then every Sunday when we leave there, all we do is just put the cover on it.
Well, there you go. I think you've got it. I think you've got it solved.
I know, but I've got to get my RV out of his yard no later than the morning of October 24th. So I've been trying to, we have a sex party next weekend. So I can't like go down there next weekend. Or I can't, I mean, it's like I either have to go down there on Saturday during the morning and then come back Saturday night in time to make it to a sex party. Or I could park it at my office, which is, you know, since I now own 40% of the old office, there's a parking lot there. It's like I could put it.
What's an acceptable gift to bring, hostess gift to bring to a sex party?
I was going to bring wine.
Oh, okay.
But I can park
it. I went to a masturbation thing in a hotel room one time.
Yeah.
And, you know, they provided light snacks like Doritos, Funyuns, yeah. And they had some like soft drinks on ice.
Yeah.
But I didn't eat anything because that feels weird. You know, you're like, you're naked. You've got your dick in your hand and you're just like going up and getting some Doritos. It doesn't really seem.
Here's the invite, right? Here's the invite. We'll have a few snacks, sodas, and mixers. Feel free to bring alcohol or something small to share. No obligation there. Bring a towel and any supplies you might need. Don't forget your flip-flops. You'll need them to wander outside. Weather permitting, the pool will be available. We do have an outdoor shower you are welcome to use.
Oh, nice. Very good, sir. I feel like I was going to say something, but I can't remember what it was, so we will move on.
I mean, it's Florida. I don't know how the weather wouldn't be permitting.
Well, it rains in Florida, although I know it usually rains around 3 or 4 in the afternoon for like 30 minutes, and then it's done.
It's done.
But
except for hurricanes, yeah.
But that's like every day.
It hasn't been. Since that hurricane came through here, we've had almost no rain. It's like, it's weird. The hurricane came through, like rained on everything, flooded everything, and then left. And then we've had no rain behind it.
Cyclone says prayer candles are the best gift. You know, thinking about it, I was going to say, you know, maybe monkeypox vaccine would be a good gift.
But it's on the decline.
You know, yeah. So.
Let's see. Next Saturday, the 22nd, it is forecasted to be sunny, zero chance of rain, 81, well, a high of 81 and a low of 57. So I could see if their pool's not heated, it would be, you know, it would be too cold to go in the pool.
I saw this Linus Tech Tips videos and he's planning on heating his pool with the heat from his server room for his house.
Yes, I saw that.
Or he ended up saying, well, I'm not really going to heat the pool, but I'm going to use the pool to cool the
Yeah, it's like a water room, cooling basically. System.
Yeah,
it will help. It will help heat the pool, but it's not going to solely heat the pool.
And then there's also heat generated by the solar panels, so he's also running water under those.
Yeah.
To cool those down and then also running that into the pool.
Yep, it's nice.
Actually not actually into the pool water, but there's
he's basically using the pool as a large cooling unit.
Yeah, the guy, the plumber put these like they do and for heated floors and houses.
Yep.
He put the same thing in just underneath the pool.
Yep.
These hoses like that they're running the water
snakes
through.
Snakes back and forth.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I know your food hasn't gotten here yet, but I'm you know.
It has not, but that's okay.
But I'm done. I think I'm done.
Sometimes Denny's takes a really long time. I was just hoping they wouldn't because it's so late.
All right. First of all, say goodnight to Level 13. Level 13, goodnight.
Goodnight, Level 13.